Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
Move them on. It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Good morning, sir.
There's Hanko.
How you doing? Hanko. Whoa.
Yeah. Are you tired this morning?
I am tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
A lot of church league softball last night for you.
Pretty fun event.
Oh, it is a fun event.
It's a really, really neat event.
Talk about families and children running around and men and women acting like they're children sometimes.
Yeah. Well, there was one at our table last night acting like a child.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, been on the phone with the Brewers. This morning, Jim Luxton and Caleb Frawley.
Jim Luxton's,
And Mr. Frawley. Sound like they're going to go pitch for the Brewers a couple nights.
Right. Well, if they let them underhand it, you might.
Oh, they're right on the money. So, good luck to them guys.
So,
what a neat and exciting night.
Yeah,
really, really neat.
Absolutely.
And it goes so fast.
It's one of the things that. We as local radio can do. It's just a fun.
It's a fun time.
Right?
Yeah, it's a fun time. So yeah. So, and I even bought you dinner with the Twix and
I haven't eaten it yet.
You still haven't eaten.
I haven't eaten that Twix yet.
No. Where is it?
It's in my equipment bag.
Yeah,
so
in your car.
Yeah. So
you might want to get it out.
I might have it basketball season. I might get hungry.
Yeah, it should still be.
Before.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. Are you doing a Torch Bar?
Wait a minute.
I think I know where that Torch Bar came from.
the king of old candy is one of our counterparts, Gary Gilbertson.
Mm-hmm.
Our days of with all day wrestling tournaments, and Gary sitting beside me, he would pull out candy, and it was like Christmas candy from like 10 years ago.
Oh, here, let me get
it. Hey, you want a piece of candy?
It's that stuff that's not covered or not wrapped.
Yeah, exactly.
Old crayon.
Gary, you got a chisel so I can break that apart?
Oh, go ahead. I've already ate some of it. I just gnawed it off. Good.
Oh, boy.
What a guy.
Yep. Anything else going on I should know
about? I try not to. The more I know, the more I get in trouble.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You've taught me that.
Yeah, you just got to act like you know what's going on.
I don't even like to do that.
Don't you?
Nope.
No.
No, because then you want me to do this and that, and it's like, if I stare at you like a deer in the headlights look, like, and you're going, okay, he's not here today.
Let him be. Let him be.
Just let him sleep.
Yeah.
Let him sleep. Anyway, did you get in trouble or something last night?
No.
I heard a John Denver song.
I know.
Are you banking him?
Yeah, I just played a little bit just to, bank a little love, maybe.
How'd that work for you?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen her yet.
Dear June.
Dear June.
Dear June, I have messed up again.
Yeah, well, that would be a common thing.
No,
and
it's not.
Yes, it is. It's kind of true. I'm kind of that bum husband sometimes.
Are you really?
Oh, absolutely.
Found a good joke about husbands.
You did?
Yep. It's not today, though.
Oh, not today. I'm waiting for it.
No, I can't tell it to you. So it's a Monday joke.
Oh,
it's
I was going to say. Knowing you, it's probably one you can't tell on the air.
I would never do such a thing.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you wouldn't.
Hank or Facto, though. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
In the early 20th century, windmills were optimized to more easily take advantage of wind power. They could reach the output of around 100 horsepower. True or Hanko?
Well, it sounds pretty legit. I'll say it's true.
It is true. It is. So, but that's back then in the early 20th century, 100 horsepower would be a lot.
Oh, sure.
So,
right.
Wearing socks while sleeping at night improves sleep quality.
Really?
I'm asking you.
I'm going to say that's Hanko.
Nope, it's true.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What is it? Wearing socks while sleeping at night can help you fall asleep faster, regulate body temperature, and promote relaxation.
Hmm.
Best of all, they don't have to match in the dark.
True.
Yeah.
So, post-surgery, I had to wear compression socks.
Yes.
That's one of the things they prescribed for 2 weeks, And I was only supposed to have him off 1 hour. So wear him really? 23 hours. Mm-hmm. And that drove me crazy having to wear him to bed. I didn't mind during
the
day.
I don't like wearing socks to bed.
No, I just like, oh, I can't do this. But that was a hard thing for me.
Yeah, I'm going to try wearing socks tonight to bed.
To bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
That way I don't hit my dogs with my cold feet.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you know? Good luck. And I've heard tell, too, that people that put onions in their socks or their shoes to get all of the bad stuff out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Right.
Could you imagine me walking around here with onion feet for the next 2 days?
Well, it'd be an improvement, wouldn't it?
Wow. Good morning, Henry. Let me hit you right in the face before we get going today.
Knowing you, you might wind up with a shoe onion at 2:30 in the morning.
I have onions growing out my toe jam.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's probably pretty fertile down there.
Well, without question, yeah. So all you can do is put some seeds down there. It's going to grow. Have to have a weed eater get out of
here. Oh, boy. That'd be bad to have onions growing out of your, in between your toes, wouldn't it?
I'm not going to say anymore.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Phil.
You'd have corns and onion and moles.
And moles.
Yeah, right. And you got moles.
Yeah.
Wow.
Porsche, renowned for its sports cars and luxury sports vehicle, utility vehicles, also produces honey.
Porsche? I guess it might be true. I say true.
Porsche did not go into the beekeeping business for profit, but for preservation. And as bees are crucial to German agriculture, now it's the karma. It is true.
Well, yeah. That's interesting.
Research indicates that adult ostriches sleep longer than any other bird species. And their young sleep even longer than adults.
I'll say it's true.
It would be nice. Yes, it's true.
I wish I was an ostrich sometimes. Just sleep, you know.
The flightless ostrich, the fastest land bird on the planet, needs to rest to outrun its predators, running for its life.
Ah, okay.
That's what I feel like I'm doing here sometimes.
So. Running for your life?
Yes.
Yeah. You're not running real fast.
Well, I got to get a head start.
You're getting there. Annie the cat at home, I bet she sleeps 22 hours a day.
Really?
I envy her. I come home and she's just like all sprawled out, laying on her back on the floor. Yep. Feet straight up to the ceiling. Wow.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Yeah.
I guess you know, the only things you have to do is use the bathroom and eat. So
right.
Help yourself.
If I was laying on my back on the floor like that, probably would need some sort of...
June would have to go, oh, no.
No, she'd have to have a block and tackle or something to pull me up, or a skid steer, get me off the floor.
You could put a couple block and tackles in there with the skid steer out front to get you up.
That's good. Yeah, tie the rope to them and then just go. Yeah, good idea.
So, I'm here for you, buddy.
Next time I get down on the floor.
The longest running TV drama was Guiding Light, which was canceled in 2009 after 57 years and nearly 16,000 episodes. Is that a bunch of Hanko or truth, though?
Well, that's a really good question. I think it went on the air the same time, the same day as The World Turns.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say, I think As the World Turns went longer. So I'm going to say that's Hanko.
Nope, it's true.
Is it?
Yeah, the longest running TV drama was Guiding Light, which was canceled in 2009. That's a lot.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll have to look up As the World Turns and see how long that went. Must have been just before that. They don't have TV soaps. Well, they have a few.
Yeah,
not as many as they used to.
No, they don't. They used to be Edge of the Night, General Hospital, One Life to Live, Guiding Light. I mean, it was...
Young and the Restless.
It was one after another. It's like, my goodness.
Yeah.
Or I couldn't take so much drama.
You weren't you weren't working. You were just sitting there watching TV then?
It depends on where my dad was at.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yep.
I used to wait out The World Turns because when it was done, they used to run it like at 3:30. When it was done, I could get Gilligan's Island or something.
Yep.
But Mom would see, now, this is the only time I sit down all day, so you kids leave me alone. So I got to know John Dixon and Lisa and Betsy and the whole gang.
Yeah.
Dr. Bob and Kim.
It sounds like you really know them.
Well, I knew it back in the day. Then there was General Hospital, you know.
Yes, General Hospital.
Got real famous with Luke and Laura.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Rick Springfield, mm-hmm. Dr. Noah Drake, and Jack Wagner, who also had a hit or two in the... He was a doctor on there, too. So.
Yeah, the General Hospital was a good one. I really liked that.
Yeah.
But The Edge of Night.
Edge of Night. That was your jam.
That was my jam. It was a 30-minute show. It's all I had before Dad got home. After the school bus. So.
Oh, all, boy.
So you had to get it right.
Yeah.
So, and then when Dad comes home, when Dad came in the driveway, you better not be in the house.
Better not be watching Edge of Night.
No, you better not be in the house.
You'll be on the edge of life.
But anyway, you know. Yeah. In our world, though, you never watched a lot of TV in the summer. We weren't allowed in the house during the summer.
Well, the VHF didn't come in real well in the summer either, you know, by the Sextonville Airport. And then you have that Super 100 fencer out, you know, that's clack, clack, clack.
Yeah.
You know, you'd see that on the TV, too. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little harder to watch TV.
Yeah, those Statler, or those Static Brothers were good back then.
Static Brothers?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, like on TVs and radios, the Static.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly.
They're pretty good. They got a great tune. Have a good day and be kind.
That's all, Hanko.